Earlier in the week, I had the opportunity to speak to Nick Begbie, a founding member of Australia's premier a cappella group, The Idea of North. The Adelaide Cabaret Festival is just around the corner next month, and The Idea of North will feature in this year's season with their show Groove Sessions, which is a collaboration between the a cappella group and vocal percussionist Kaichiro Kitamura. I first asked Nick about the idea of North, its beginnings, and whether its vision over the last 20 years has evolved.
Well, the vision, it's an interesting question because the idea of North is kind of an accidental band. The four original members were singing in the vocal jazz ensemble at the Canberra School of Music all those years ago. And four of the 12 singers in that group just sort of started hanging out together as friends. Mm. So we didn't sing together when we first started hanging out. We just happened to be singing in the same group together. But when we broke away, there were four of us and we were just sort of doing, you know, hanging out as friends. So one day we were at our Alto's place and we decided to have a little jam on a song, and it hadn't actually occurred to us that there was a soprano, an alto, a tenor, and a bass.
Oh, wow.
In that group of four.
That's perfect.
Which obviously lends itself to a full arrangement. And so we became really good friends, and then we started jamming, and we learned a few songs and played and we just jammed on a few songs and came up with a couple of arrangements and sang them to friends and family who said, that sounds really good, you guys should learn some more songs. And so that's how it went for 5 years. We were just, you know, hanging out and jamming and learning a few songs. I think we only learnt four or five arrangements in the first 4 or 5 years.
Wow.
Because it was really just an aside, a fun thing we did. Mm. And then in, I think, 96, our original soprano, Trish, told us that she was going to move to Sydney and sort of pursue solo career ambitions. And we applied for some funding and through the ACT government, and we got to record an album, but it was really just for posterity. Because we had some, you know, we made some cool sounds together. But then when we went to, once we'd done that in 97, we launched the album and we had the most phenomenal response to the launch. And then we started getting a few inquiries for work. And so at the beginning of 98, we sort of found ourselves sitting in a luxurious hotel somewhere thinking, actually, maybe we should give this a go.
Mm.
So in 98, we decided to try it out. And, and the rest and all of that is history. And so, yeah, really, we didn't have a vision at the time, per se.
Mm.
Except that when we then decided to do it more seriously, interestingly, none of us are really big a cappella fans.
Right.
So we wanted to have people come to our show and walk away having forgotten that there were no instruments involved.
Mm.
So really our objective is actually just to present music really well. And we just happen to be the instrumentation voice. So we try not to make a big hoo-ha about the fact that we're a cappella, but we want people to sort of forget about that and actually just concentrate on the fact that it's really great music they're listening to and enjoying.
Yeah, yeah. And yeah. So you are the tenor in the group. And
yes.
Quite apart from being a vocalist, you're an accomplished, largely self-taught musician as well. And you've performed in wide variety of different genres of music,
yeah.
As well, going from musical theatre to jazz, and even within the idea of North, you guys do tackle a whole range of different genres. Is there something about a particular? Are there particular themes that you're drawn to in terms of I want the group to work on this song? How do you go about curating what it is that you tackle and deconstruct and then come up with your own arrangements for?
There are a couple of ways we go about building our repertoire. Whomever decides that they want to do an arrangement for us will sort of, they'll hear a song that they like, they'll put together a sketch, bring it to the group, get us to sing through it. Interestingly, over the years, we've never had any major sort of clashes in terms of our musical makeup, our musical goals, as in we all have very eclectic music tastes, and we all agree pretty much that one of the things that we need to do as a troupe of entertainers is create a scenario for people to feel many different things, many different emotions. And we just sort of felt, because we weren't all kind of a cappella fans, we thought, okay, if we went to an a cappella gig where the same people sang the same genre for a two-hour show, we would actually get bored. So, because often we do two-hour shows, and so that's sort of where the eclecticness, is that a word?
It can be now. you're a creative person. Yeah, eclecticity. Yeah, that's a nice word. Yeah, that's a show title for sure. Yeah.
That was always pretty important to us, because we thought that's going to keep us interested, and that's pretty important that we're still interested in what we're doing. And so someone will bring an arrangement to the group of a song that they've heard and liked, and it'll get the thumbs up or the thumbs down as to whether or not it really works for our group. And we've got folders of songs that haven't worked, arrangements that haven't worked, partly because they've been voted as being too a cappella-y. So they haven't achieved that goal of having people being able to forget that it's just voices. We want the arrangements to be full enough so that they do the song justice and they do the lyric justice, and people aren't distracted by the fact that there are no instruments. So another way that we choose repertoire is every now and then we'll sit down and we'll look at our repertoire and we'll say, okay, I think it's time for a new comedy song, or it's time for a new opener, or it's time for a new song that will work well as an encore. You know, so we'll fill gaps and we'll retire songs or put songs on low rotation that we've been doing for a long time and then replace them with others. So it's a process that comes through our particular musical taste, our individual musical taste, and our overall musical sensibility as a group.
It's great. And so we better talk about the upcoming show that's coming as part of the Adelaide Cabaret Festival. The group, The Idea of North, is collaborating with Kaichiro Kitamura, who is still vocal, but he describes himself as a vocal percussionist. So how did this collaboration come about? And I've seen in my little cheat sheet media kit as well that you've actually got a bachelor in Japanese and linguistics as well. So how does that come together?
I do.
Well, we met
Kai at a festival in South Korea, interestingly enough, and he and we were clinicians at this festival, so we're running workshops separately. But then we heard him perform and we were just absolutely mesmerized, and we got together with him and decided to do a song together at the gala concert at the end of this festival. And it was so, so good and so fun that we sort of vowed there and then to work with him whenever we could.
Mm.
So we, at the beginning of last year when we were finalising our latest album, we wrote to him and said, look, would you mind appearing on a few of the tracks? And so we sent him our tracks, our recorded tracks, and got him to record vocal percussion onto them in Japan. So he sort of ducked into a little studio in Tokyo and put his part down.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was so cool. We just thought, okay, well, let's just bring him out so and we can tour the album together, which we did. And so every time we play with Kai, we just want to play more with him because it's rather amazing to hear him work and to play with him. He's an amazing musician. He actually sounds like, if you close your eyes, you would think that there is actually someone sitting at an acoustic drum set, drum kit playing it.
Mm.
So it is remarkable. And it's so remarkable, and his sensitivity is so amazing that actually he will blend into the background. So he does achieve that goal that we strive for of having people forget that it's just instruments. Even though at first you can't stop looking at him and yeah. trying to figure out how these sounds are possibly coming from a human. So we then got him out last year, brought him to Melbourne to perform a concert with the Melbourne Symphony, which was pretty amazing because it was a concert in which we had a rhythm section sitting in amongst the orchestra for, you know, the contemporary pieces. But the rhythm section was a guitarist, an upright bass player, and Kai.
Right.
So we're not sure. We've got a feeling it might have been a world first, having a vocal percussionist sit in an orchestra setting
yeah.
and be the only drummer. But it was pretty spectacular. And in fact, the orchestra loved it because there wasn't a lot of extra noise on stage. And the sound engineers loved it because yeah. he's easy to contain.
That's it.
We didn't have to have big plastic barriers up in front of him.
Mm.
So that was exciting. And then just to get the opportunity to bring him out again for the Cabaret Festival is really, it's really exciting. So we're really looking forward to exposing Kai's brilliance to the Cabaret Festival audiences.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's called the Groove Sessions, and it's the Saturday, the 17th of June. There's two opportunities, 3 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. At the Dunstan Playhouse. With this show, I mean, I can hear it in your voice that you're smiling and you are really, really looking forward to it.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And you've only had positive experiences collaborating with Kai in the past. And so is there an overall feeling or message with which you wish to leave Adelaide audiences with this particular work, this particular show?
Well, we have had a couple of member changes this year, which has been challenging, but we're very excited about those as well, in fact, because we are working with a new bass who is from Adelaide and, in fact, worked for many years as one of the jazz vocal lecturers at the Elder Con, Luke Thompson. So we're excited to be in his hometown working with him on this project, but he's our new permanent bass. We're also very excited because I'm just so excited. I keep saying that word. And now it's sticking out to me. Okay, I'll try to be more creative with my vocab. We also have Trish Delaney-Brown, our original soprano, filling in for us at the moment until our new soprano, whom we have just appointed, starts in August. So it's great to be working with Trish again. So there are some lovely synergies there. And we've just been on tour with Kai in Europe. And it was an awesome sort of lead up to getting all our material together for the Cabaret Festival. But I think what we... So I think we're actually looking to work as much with Kai as we possibly can. And so I suppose people who have seen The Idea of North before will be sort of witnessing part of a sort of evolution or chrysalis after we lost a couple of members earlier this year. And so we're just wanting to achieve our, you know, the objective we have in every show of having people walk away having really experienced something rather than just sat there passively listening. And Kai, he's amazing, really, because he sort of what he does kind of adds more than just drum sounds. I can't actually describe it. It adds, there's something remarkable about putting him in the mix, and it kind of makes the group sound more like six or seven people rather than five. So it's going to be great.
Cool. Well, that's a pretty good plug. It's a pretty good plug. I think people need to see it, hear it, and experience it for themselves, as you say, experiencing it and fully engaging with it rather than just consuming it or listening to it. So well, Nick, thank you so much for your time, and I hope it all goes well, Adelaide's busting for another festival. We've been in drought since the Fringe. It's been a couple of months, so we're now
terrible. You guys are so hard done by when it comes to festivals.
I know, such a drag. No. we're greedy now. It gets to May and we're like, where is it? So I'm sure Adelaide audiences are hungry for some great shows, and it sounds like Groove Sessions is going to be one of those. So thanks so much.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you for having me on the show, and we'll see you soon, Adelaide.
That was Nick Begbie there from a cappella group The Idea of North. They will be performing in the Adelaide Cabaret Festival, which will run from the 9th to the 24th of June. And they will be performing on Saturday the 17th of June at 3 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. at Dunstan Playhouse. Further information can be found at adelaidecabaretfestival.com.au.